Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really appreciate the ongoing support from Fad, Keith, Nimmer, and all the boys and girls down at Noral. Thank you very much. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Cindy Amarongan, Executive Director for the Northern Lights Health Foundation. And today I am dressed as a lemon, and I'm hoping that Elliot's going to ask me why.
I will ask you as a lemon, but before we get into your lemon color, I have to say you are the most visited guest to the Mac City Morning Show. Am I wrong on that statement, Tanner?
I would say you are pretty close. I'd say Keith McGrath.
Yeah, I think you've got Keith beat by one or two episodes.
Okay, I'll just keep up on him then.
There you go.
Yeah.
So now let's get into why you are dressed in yellow, though, because you're doing something really cool.
Yeah, I'm doing, the Health Foundation. You know, every year we've had great kids come forward and do philanthropy work in the community. And not just for the Health Foundation, but for every other organization. And a few years ago, we had a company build a lemonade stand. And it's the cutest little thing. Oh. And they donated it to the Health Foundation and said, you know, if people want to use this to help raise some funds for you, go ahead. But we hardly ever talk about it. So
right.
I thought today we're going to talk lemons to lemonade and what that means for kids and philanthropy.
What does that mean? So, okay, if you're, like, obviously a kid can borrow this from you, or can a company get this from you for a fundraiser? Like, how does this
work? I mean, it's very little. So, you know, it's designed for a child to sell their lemonades. Pop-up lemonade stand. Think about that. Pop-up store.
Right.
so it doesn't serve, you know, an adult very well.
Right.
Get your little head down inside the thing. But it's cute as can be because it's white and yellow. And
right.
And it's branded, and they can put their own little signs on the front.
Okay.
And so I talk about kids and philanthropy a lot, and that whole learning opportunity to take a child beyond, to be able to see how to earn some money.
Right.
How to sell something to others, but also then how to donate it and what's the impact of this.
Right.
And you don't see that unless you try it.
That's right.
So when you get through to adulthood and you've never made a donation or volunteered your time or, you know, created something, there's a gap in your understanding. So
right.
Lemons to lemonade.
Okay.
how it works. So
they can reach out to you, they can have some fun, be their own little entrepreneur, their own business, and then the money that they earn, they donate back to the foundation.
That's right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's
a good idea.
A nice little way to introduce a giving model and teach them something different. And of course, parents are always modeling the way.
Right.
So, you know, we can see that with when they want to borrow the lemonade stand, I mean, they have to be all in. They're making the lemonade. often, you know, helping to sell the lemonade or do the whatever, attracting, they're doing their marketing. How are we going to tell people we're doing something?
Right.
Where do you want to locate it?
Yeah.
So it's very involved with the children, and I think it just gives them another way to really strengthen a relationship, be that teacher, pass along their values, and it's kind of fun. So we actually like popping into lemonade stands.
Nice. Now, this is, I have a feeling that I am going to be having this lemonade stand at some point. Either my little boy Keegan is going to hear about it or my wife is going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking questions as somebody who's going to be voluntold to do some stuff. You supply the stand. Do you supply the lemonade or am I responsible for making this on my own?
Your special recipe is up to you. Yeah.
All right.
And the quantities that you want to serve and, you know, the size of cups and
okay.
all of the kinds of stuff.
And making like the price points, I'm figuring all of that
that's
out.
That's all okay. up to the entrepreneur.
Oh my God, when your kid makes a lemonade stand, it is just going to destroy any other lemonade stand yeah. in town because the marketing behind it is going to be yeah. unfair.
Yeah.
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 So my next question is, I can help with the marketing. What about the transport of said lemonade stand? Is this something that I need to borrow a truck to come pick it up? Do you guys drop it off? How does that work?
Well, we do store it. We have a garage near the hospital. So
okay.
we keep our lemonade stand stored in there.
Okay.
And so you have to come book the time that you want because generally right. you're going to take it on a Thursday or a Friday
That's right.
for the weekend.
That's right.
And since we're not in the office on Saturday, Sunday, then it needs to come back on the Monday.
That's right.
It just has to be an arrangement with it.
Okay.
Fairly heavy, good size. It's all solid wood.
Okay.
But it will fit in hatchbacks.
Oh, it'll fit in a hatchback. Yeah. Okay, so it's not huge then. It's just
not
heavy.
Not huge. It's two pieces.
Okay. All
top
right.
and the bottom. Anyway, cute.
Good for Tanner to know.
I don't fit in a hatchback. No, thank you.
Yeah. I don't think Tanner's going to make it, but he does have a bright yellow shirt like this, and I'm dying to see him in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Color is not always my thing. I have a white shirt, one.
Yeah.
I own one white shirt.
Right.
Everything else is black for this kid.
Yeah.
And he wore the white shirt when we were on a business trip last weekend. I was like, I don't know, bro. Like, you look good in it, but it's kind of different.
What are you going to do?
It's kind of like me in these dress clothes.
Yeah, I'm currently wearing the white shirt. I just hit it with the black sweater.
So. There you go. Right.
I was also going to tell you about, you know, pre-COVID.
Yeah.
One of the things we were able to do with children who are what we call our young philanthropists,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing everything from donating money through birthday parties, doing garage sales, cleaning up somebody's yard, doing whatever, and then they bring the money forward.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking like it's not, we're not thousands and thousands of dollars, but when a number of children do a number of different things,
it
really adds up.
It really does.
So back in 2018, it might even have been 2019, I'm a little fuzzy on my dates right now, we were able to bring all these kids in that had done something for the last probably 3 to 5 years, and the foundation had helped Diagnostic Imaging acquire two really cool pieces of X-ray work.
Right.
And one is a little Burton bike. It looks like a multi-striped bicycle that
the
kids would sit in to get their X-ray done.
Right.
And so the bike doesn't show up in the X-ray, but it keeps them immobilized so they can have their arm looked at.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
And the other was a little infant positioning chair.
Mm.
So we had a little party, brought everybody in. Together, their donations were, you know, about $18,000. So that allowed us to buy these things.
That's right.
So really great to be able to see, hey, I have an idea. I want to do something. Mom, Dad, can you help me do something? And
right.
then fulfill it.
That's right.
It makes for a long, hard day for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then donate, come into the Health Foundation. We'll do the big check. We'll have some fun with kids.
Yeah.
And then they know that it's eventually going into something else.
Right.
It's all being accumulated.
Right.
I also like to tell children it's their first ability to vote.
Okay.
Okay. I know. So
how are you going to spin this
the
one?
The thing with donors is maybe they don't realize it, but you vote with your donation dollars. You choose what you're supporting, what you like, what you want to see more of. You get your taxes over here, and they're going over into things that our officials have decreed.
Right.
But when you make a donation, you're voting. You're saying, I really want to support kids in care at the hospital.
Right.
And I'm going to give my money to that.
Right.
Or I want to make sure that you have a good pot so the board of directors can do something with it. But I'm voting with that money.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's a good sales pitch.
Kids in philanthropy, big.
Yeah, Keegan's going to watch this. I know for a fact I'm getting this lemonade stand. That's awesome.
It's fun. Fun.
That is really fun.
But just, it's a real thought process about it, being mindful about what are you doing, what your intentions are, and where is it going eventually.
That's right.
So I thought I'd come and just tell you about that.
I love it. So if people want to get this lemonade stand, how do they get in contact with you? What's the process?
They can either email me or phone me.
Okay.
Our numbers are all over the foundation
we'll link
website.
It somewhere in here.
Yep.
Okay.
They're pretty easy to reach us. It'll all go to Stephanie, who's keeping the calendar and working on it. But anyway, you can reach out to us.
Cool.
We're happy to
all right.
book it for the summer.
Well, let's talk about, oh, Tanner, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I had some questions to ask, but Tanner, he's ready with his segment. So this segment is the Max City Minute, but we're going to put one of our own ads in this. So later on, we're going to put that in there. So get ready for my ad right now. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show. We're back. All right, Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is one thing you remember doing as a kid to make money?
Oh, man, I was a babysitter, and I started babysitting at 11 because I was in Brownies and Guides, and we took all our courses, and as soon as I was 11 years old, I was able to babysit. So that was my first job. That went on, I babysat till I was probably 18, and still sometimes available. I'm not sure what the rate is anymore, but just, you know, put it out there. Part-time jobs. And it just seems like we were always working. My dad had this little scheme going when we were camping that he would throw pennies into the sand because he liked the sand around the campfire and around the where the stools and everything were to be nicely raked. And so this was a job that involved earning pennies, which would then be turned into the store for popsicles. So I think that's work, quite frankly.
That is work. Yeah. That's proper work.
Sounds like more work than I've ever done.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is one thing you think children can bring to a business that adults could not?
Oh, boy. You know, their charm and enthusiasm and their endless energy. It's very, very attractive to people. I mean, who doesn't want to stop somewhere and see, you know, a child selling cookies or somebody coming to their door asking you to sponsor them in their jump rope for heart? If you see a child who's willing to put themselves forward to do something, it's extremely attractive, I think. I'm just sucked right in.
Yep.
Question number three. What is your go-to drink to have on a hot summer day?
Well, now I'm just going to tell you about limoncello.
Yup.
I have to have it very cold, and I have to thin it with a lot of water, but delicious. And I have the outfit for it, so I think that's what we're going to go with for the summer.
Love it.
Question number four. What do you think is the best TV intro of all time?
Goodness. Let's see. Well, I'm actually just going to go with Big Bang Theory because the music of, good Canadian artists singing out there for the Bare Naked Ladies. I'll just a shameless plug for my guys. I just love it because I think it just hits me every time, and it's a good intro for me.
And your final question, what is your favorite part of working with children, helping them earn money?
I think it's showing them the impact down the road and having them understand that whole delayed gratification, because they're selling something or they're doing something and it often feels like a chore. And when they can finally see that they've made a change in a system or in a person's life, or there's a toy that somebody has that they wouldn't have had, I think that's, for me, the best part.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. I like the theme song one.
Thank you. I'm trying to now throw in a random one that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. Mine is WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, man.
Because there's a lot of good shows out there, but to this day, I can remember the whole song, Baby, If You Ever Wonder.
I'm not going to sing.
Anyways, that's one, Facts of Life, Full House. Oh, they all have good ones, but that one sticks in my head.
And Brady Bunch is pretty good.
Yeah, Brady Bunch is all right. Yeah. But yeah, WKRP in Cincinnati. I was in Cincinnati a few years ago. When I say a few years ago, a decade ago. And we were in a van. I was there for a conference. And I just started humming it in the back. And next thing you know, we had a whole van of adults just singing that theme song. So
we have a lot of earworms, and sometimes it's just a slightest activation and you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
And we will sing at a moment's notice.
That's right.
I think it's quite obvious.
Yeah. So I want to talk about an event that I went to because it was awesome. I loved every second of it. It was so nice to get out again. The food was phenomenal. The entertainment was great. You had the Spring Fling a few weekends ago.
We had the Spring Fling. Yeah, we started planning it, of course, in January. And the last couple of years, last year we did an 100% virtual Spring Fling. The year before was canceled just a couple of days before our event. And we went into this year's 2022 going, we're looking at it in January. January, we still had all mandates. Mm-hmm. How many people can we actually put in a room? Well, maybe we'll have like 200.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe nobody will come.
Yeah. people came.
But maybe we'll ask them anyway. And so we put our requests out and we asked, and the support, which has never wavered, I got to say, over the last few years, through all of our virtual and everything else we tried to do, the support was huge. And then the event grew, and it was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun. I could just feel the room vibrating with energy of people.
Yep. And I thought the booths that you had, I went to all of them. Actually, because of it, EK, she connected with somebody for like a whole bike thing. I met a woman who came on the show already.
You had Alana in.
We had Alana on, and went through all of the, like, all of the different booths were so informative, and the people, I'm assuming volunteers, who were there were killing it. And I learned so much. Like, I think I know everything, and I know nothing is what it comes down to, and what happens in the community, or even people that I help, like yourself. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what goes on in the hospital. And all of a sudden I see this, like, little baby warming bed where I'm like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So what Elliot's referring to is something we did differently this year, which is, we had a health showcase, and we worked with managers of the EHS who had requested funds from us over the last few years for different pieces of equipment, and we picked all kinds of different stuff.
So yeah.
Things related to seniors, infants, children's programming, the whole surgical suite, which is freaking phenomenal. Got to talk about that. And so each one was different. So those people that you were talking to, they were the managers, the leaders of their areas, the training department. Like, they were so excited because they haven't been able to interact with anybody for the last couple of years.
That's right.
And then to show what the equipment was, what it does, and then what that impact is.
Right.
So we're all about the impact. I keep using that word because I'm probably overusing it, but that's what they were trying to do. So I thought they were great.
They were.
Oh, and man.
For me, what it did was, when you go to an event and you know you're raising money, it's a fundraiser, but it actually gave a tangible item or objects to be like, oh, this is the type of stuff the money goes to.
Right.
And then they would say, this is how much it costs and this is what it does and that's why it costs so much.
Right.
Like, fascinating.
And some things are going to help 10 people.
Right.
And some are helping thousands of people.
That's right.
And these are all people who had to go somewhere else to do something.
That's right.
And to augment as much care as possible here.
Yeah.
That was a joy for us.
It's been so long since I, like you said, the energy in the room, phenomenal.
And the money.
Very
different auction items. No silent auction this year. The gift shows and all that stuff have been closed for a couple of years, which actually enabled us to do the health showcase. But the items that came forward and the projects on the live auction were very different.
Yeah,
and I mean, look at the one with the Athabasca Tribal Corporation. And
that's right.
Truth and Reconciliation Workshop.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew that that was going to go very well. Did
right.
we expect we'd sell two of them for a total of $24,000?
No.
Did ATC see that coming? No.
Yeah.
Do they think they have a new business line? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean, but, you know, we're all working towards certain goals in our truth and reconciliation and our understanding of what it means to be part of a healthcare system, which is way bigger than equipment.
That's right.
So to have that and put it in context was just great.
Yeah, it was awesome. Who got the patio furniture?
Oh, good friends of mine.
Did they? So you know? Okay, good. I knew you would know. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to convince
them. The Demers family.
Yeah, can I have that, please?
Yeah.
That was a good one. And even Prestige with the...
Mo's a diamond set.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Interesting. And
everything that was there was very different.
So much.
And very beautiful.
The one that was really unique to me was the bus trip, too. I was like, that's great for a sports team.
Diversified.
Yeah. Like, there was some really...
They came forward with the driver and the bus for the weekend.
Yeah. Really unique. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, really. Well, listen, Cindy, you know, it's 20 minutes. Tana gave us the watch tap. But before you leave, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, the lights. Oh. Have fun.
Well, okay. So I'm going to remind you that we talked about lemons to lemonade. And you squeeze a lemon. You make something out of it. Then you have proceeds from the sale of those things. And you make a donation. You have an impact into children's health and into health in our region. So that's one good thing. And then we're going to take another half a second and talk about hospital bed races, which are coming up in September. Phenomenal team event. We expect probably have 30 teams this year.
30?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Again, folks that have been with us for the last, this is our fifth year of hospital bed races. So returning teams are coming back.
Okay.
And lots of new ones are coming out.
When's the date for that?
Hoping to have a youth teams this year. September 24th. But registration has to start soon.
Okay.
And getting your team together. So anyway, call us about that as well.
Cool. Well, Cindy, as many times as you want to come back, you are more than welcome. Let's keep you a few episodes ahead of Keith McGrath. It's a competition. Right. I know he looks at it as a competition.
Does
so
he? I didn't know that.
So.
But hey, Keith, this one's for you.
There you go. All right. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Thank you to Noral Toyota for their ongoing support as title sponsor. And no, that's the ad. Like they already saw the ad. So get ready for it again. Thank you, Tanner. Here's another ad. Hopefully you guys are having a great day and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?